cut a hole in the gourd, you know, and use it for a dip. Use the neck of it, neck of the gourd for the handle.
Mentioned the kitchen. That was built a separate building from the rest of the house?
Yeah, it was under a different roof, really. The roof off of it and the other house, as I say, joined, and they joined with a porch. Mm-hmm. But they was different buildings.
Did you ever have any special names for the porch that led out to the kitchen? And did you see in some houses the kitchen being either even farther off from the house than the house was?
Yeah, some of them were, really.
Did they have a sort of a walk or something to or porch to?
Yeah, some of them just had a walk. Some of them was covered walks and some of them wasn't covered, you know.
Did you ever hear any special names for those?
I just heard them referred to as when they were separate like that, you know, they called the kitchen the little house and the other house the big house. Or the big house and the kitchen, I believe is what they called it.
Did you ever hear it called the cook house or cook room or anything like that?
No, I believe this is a big house and the kitchen is the way they referred to it. That's not what I remember.
Did you ever hear that porch called the dog trot or a dog run? Did you ever hear, you know, I guess it'd be different types of porches. In some houses, you know, maybe a porch off the second floor, a porch that went around the house, or real big porch. Do you know of any special names to describe the different types of porches?
No, I don't think I do.
Okay. And, say you had a little room at the top of your house, just under the roof. What might you call that? If it's not really an upstairs, but just a small room at the top of the house.
Attic.
Okay. And what about a little room off the kitchen where you might store things?
Pantry.
Okay. And say you had a lot of old worthless things that you were about to throw out. You might say about them, that's no good anymore, that's just...
junk.
Okay. Would you have a special room to store things that you didn't know what to do with?
Well, I can't remember I don't think we ever did. We had an old outhouse, a crib we called it, that we kept a lot of junk in that it was no more good, you know. I remember going out there and playing in it. All that junk.
Did you ever hear that called a junk room?
We called it a junk house. Well, actually, it was an old cotton house. That's what this one was, where they stored cotton. But that was back before I can remember, back before I was born, when they grew cotton around there. And after they didn't grow any more cotton, well, they used this house, this cotton house, for a junk house. Mm-hmm. And us children would play in that cotton house with that junk. And I remember there was some old stone jugs and all that stuff in there.
And what about
Say
you were talking about daily housework. You say that a woman, if the house were very messy, she'd have to
scrub.
Okay, you'd say every morning she has to do what to the house? She has to...
Well, she has to... Well, we call it cleaning up the house.
Okay.
But ever so often, I don't remember how often it was or whether there was any certain time, but they'd scrub the floors with